This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Seth Early. Seth, how are you?
I am terrific. Thank you for having me.
Great. Seth, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you, we have been doing work with digital asset management for probably the entire 15 years that I've been doing this kind of work. I've been involved in content management, in document management, in knowledge management, for that period of time. And throughout the entire career, we've always had to deal with non-textual assets. We've always had to deal with some rich media. And I remember at the very beginning when we were doing work with Lotus Notes, and the first time you could drop an image into a rich text field, I was like, wow, this is so amazingly cool. I cannot believe you can drop a picture into a rich text field. Ever since then, we've been dealing with digital assets and digital asset management systems.
Excellent. So, Seth, how does taxonomy relate to digital asset management?
Goodness. Well, I think that the challenge with digital assets, text assets, you can infer something about text assets. You can derive something. You can do text mining. There's isness and aboutness inherently within the content. So when you build an index, when you're doing search, you're searching text assets by inferring something about the nature of the content, because you can create a forward index by looking at the words in a document. You invert that index, which gives you the pointers to specific documents based on the words, and then that's derived metadata about the text, about the document. Don't have that ability to do that with any kind of digital asset management, with digital assets, with rich media, with images. There's no inherent isness or aboutness. So, of course, we have to use metadata. And the way we look at metadata and taxonomy is really the way of beginning to organize your metadata. We don't look at taxonomy as in a very, very narrow sense of navigation. Mm-hmm. We look at taxonomy from a perspective of classification and overall information architecture. So when we start looking at taxonomy, we want to begin thinking about the types of fields and the ways that we can start to tag the assets with metadata. Mm-hmm. And then we want to populate those fields with reference data, with the dropdowns, with the control vocabularies, with the lists and attributes. So taxonomies are considered to be hierarchical in nature, and we can certainly have hierarchical lists of control values, but there's all sorts of different ways of looking at information architecture that references taxonomies. Taxonomies are the overall organizing principles around your metadata fields.
Excellent.
And then, of course, you know, whenever you think about metadata, if you have a large list of attributes or a large list of values, you have to break those up just for human consumption. You know, we can only deal with fairly short lists, maybe, you know, 5 or 10 or, you know, maybe 15 items. If you start to get into lists that are 100 terms long or 200 terms or 500 terms, how do you deal with that? Well, you have to break it up, right?
Fair.
And that's where you have to use hierarchies. And you can even think of metadata fields as the top level terms of your hierarchy. So, you know, a doc type will be a top level term of a hierarchy. Maybe an asset type would be a top level term, or maybe a channel or a region or a language or, you know, any of those other types of attributes. Those can all be considered top level terms of the taxonomy. So really all of the metadata is an expression of the taxonomy.
Makes complete sense. So, Seth, what advice would you give to DAM professionals or people aspiring to be DAM professionals?
Well, I think that the best advice that I can give would be to get experience, even with projects that are nonprofit organizations or, you know, organizations that don't have a lot of money, so that you can build your skills. I would say get a broad understanding of information architecture, including things like wireframe development and metadata schemas and taxonomy development. Look at the semantics of your structures and try to understand a little bit about library science, because again, library science is sort of the core foundation for all of these organizing principles. I heard someone recently say that, you know, a digital asset management system is a metadata management system that that does fancy things. And I totally agree with that, right? So you really do need to understand metadata structures and metadata schemas and understand things like Dublin Core and and just look at the different ways that that you can organize those assets using various types of technologies and look at how the various technologies leverage organizing principles and leverage information architecture. I would get some very practical experience, though. You know, find a nonprofit organization that doesn't have a lot of resources that would like to get your elbow grease and your hard work to help them fix a system or help them organize their assets. And that's a great way to build your resume. And again, if you're more experienced, I would say definitely broaden your expertise by looking at some training in library science and metadata schemas and have a good broad understanding of the technologies.
Great idea. Well, thanks, Seth.
Thank you.
For more on digital asset management, log on to another damblog.com. Thanks again.